Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Beis. We are holding, we actually got to Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the top, but we sort of ran through some very important Halacha L'maaseh stuff yesterday at the very end, where we were discussing making a bracha on items that come in middle of the meal. So the Gemara had discussed the concept of Pasah B'Kisnin. We had discussed Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda and Dvarim that are not Bayim Machmas Hasuda, and we discussed how bread potters all other foods and wine potters all other drinks, and bread potters, L'chora, it sounds like the bread potters all other drinks as well, except for Yayin, because Yayin is Gorin Bracha L'fnei Atzmo. So Tosos over here has a few important points. If you look in Tosos, in the third very wide line of Tosos, Udvarim Arugilin Lava L'achar Asuda, those things that normally come after Su'uda, Pirush Rashi, Kumo Peros, Rashi says that means like fruits, V'afilu Eviyosan B'soch Asuda, Shalom Achmas Liftan, Tunim Bracha Ben L'fneim, Delo Taflin Inhu, Ben The Rashi says if one has fruits in the middle of a meal, they are not considered tafel and therefore they require bracha rishona. Their birchsa mazon doesn't pat to them because they're not considered mazon and therefore they require bracha achrona. Says this is in accordance with the sheet of Rav Sheshes. We happen to not paskin that way, Tosso says. We paskin like Rav Nachman. Al kein pirush ri. So the ri says, no, we have to understand this Gemara differently. And this is how we paskin. Dvarim abayim machmas asuda betoch asuda. When we say that those things that come machmas asuda in middle of the meal, kilomar, harigilim lava machmas asuda bipas, shirigilim la'achlan imapas. Things that you normally eat with bread. Kigon, basar, v'dagim, v'chol mine k'teira, any meat, and fish, and kugels, and things like that. Ve'vien b'soch hasuda, ein tunim brach l'fneim l'achreim, afilu achlan b'soch hasuda b'fnei atzman b'lo pas. Even though you don't have any bread along with them, they are all covered with the bracha you make on bread. T'kivan d'mishum pas heim ba'in, ha'pas b'tartan. Since they're there because of the bread exempts them. Al dvarim she'ein darkon lavo b'soch hasuda. Kigon tamarim v'rimonim v'shar kol peros she'ein regilim l'lafis ben esapas tunim bracha l'fneim. But things that don't come normally as a result of the su'uda, like fruits, like pomegranates and dates, those require a bracha rishona. Dekiven the lav mishum lifton asu eino pas potartan. They're not considered to be something that's malafis as a pas, and therefore the pas does not exempt them. Vayinu krav nachman rekufun d'la'el damri d'tunim bracha l'fneim v'lo la'achreit. So they do require a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Says Rav Yashiv in his shiurim, hasimanim sha'ochlim b'lel Rosh Hashanah in Yana Diyoma, the simanim that we eat on the night of Rosh Hashanah, yesh v'yem shesafik im tzarech levarech aleim b'soch hasuda. There are many of them that we have a suffix whether they require their own bracha during the meal. Kigon kara v'ruvya v'silka. B'chol yimos hashana v'vadayim ba'machmas suda v'einim v'archam aleim. Achein achshav sha'ochl osam b'tor simanim yesh ladan v'im chayavim b'bracha. There are certain items that normally during the year they would be considered dvarim ba'machmas suda, but on the night of Rosh Hashanah we're not really eating them as part of the meal. We're eating them as simanim. We're eating them because we're trying to be mekayim the minag of simanim. V'lechein ratzui sheikach davar shebevadei yesh levarach levar pri adama kigon banana. So you should take a banana, he says, it's a good idea, where you could make a bracha on the banana, and you could pater everything else with that bracha. An interesting ha'ara about the simanim. Well, if you have the different minhagim of when people have the simanim, if you have the simanim before you wash, so then it's vaday not covered under the bracha on the bread because you didn't make any bracha on the bread yet. Now the following Tosas discusses la'achra suda, things that come after the su'uda. So Tosas says, how do we define after the su'uda? La'achra shemashchu es yedei min apas. Once you decide you're not eating any more bread, so then the bread's not going to cover it. So it's even if you haven't benched yet, but you decided that you're finished with the bread, then the bread is not going to include those items. And it's like eating those items without the context of any su'uda. And it has nothing to do with whether you normally eat those things during a meal or not. That's not the issue. The issue is you finished your meal. But says Tosos, va'achshav ein lanu din zeh. This halacha doesn't apply anymore. This halacha, that things that are brought after you decide you're not eating any bread anymore, automatically require a new bracha, we're not knowing that anymore. De'ein minuk shalanu limshoch yudeinu min apas klal al li'achar birchas hamazon. Because we never definitively decide to finish eating bread until we bench. Ela kol shah shanu ochlem peros o shum davar kodim birchas hamazon, da'ateinu lechol pas kol sha'a. Papa, we generally assume that we're going to continue to eat bread the entire time that we still haven't benched. So this is a major discussion in terms of dessert. When do we make a bracha on dessert? When do we not make a bracha on dessert? So things that are the wonderful sefer Vizosa Bracha, which has all of the contemporary pesachim and hilchos brachos, he writes divrei mitika nechalim besudas paslam. Metikus v'alma olut kinuach kigon mana achrona dessert mevarich aleihem a bracha ruyelam. You should make a bracha on things that are there just for the sweet taste, just for kinuach suda. Afilu achlam betocha suda, even if you eat them during the meal. Al liftan mevarich eat cooked fruits al garini chamaniot. And he goes on, popcorn, all different types of chocolate, glida mevarich shakel bisli mevarich barim minimzonos. All different types of things that one might have for dessert. He goes on to say, "B'chein al peros hanachalim b'toch hasuda mevarich bar priyeitz." If you have fruits that you're not eating together with bread, you make a bar priyeitz. Eliim came kavasu udaso aleim, unless you kaveir your suuda on them. And he goes on to say, there are a lot of yotzim in aklal, things that are baim limitikus, but you don't make a bracha on them in the meal. And he said they could be broken into two categories. Ugochem together suffic pas, something that's considered to be a suffic bread, and mine peros habayim litzore chasuda. So it gets somewhat complicated and somewhat detailed in terms of what types of cakes are considered to be a suffic bread, in which case they're certainly covered with the bread, and what types of peros are considered to be things that are considered to be brought machmas, the bread. Now certainly anything that's eaten together with the bread, even if it's a pri, is considered to be tafel to the bread and would not require its own bracha. Okay, we're not going to really have time to go through all of Hilchos Brachos, but there's an important, there's a very important issue in terms of appetizers, when you have a little fruit as an appetizer, a fruit cup or something like that, and in terms of desserts, these are obviously very much halacha lemaisa types of issues. Two more quick points in Tosos. First of all, the bottom Tosos, three lines to the bottom, Miu Omer Rabbeinu Tam de Bishar Mashkin Kamo Mayim V'Sheicher Abba Machla Suda Pas potartan. Let's say you don't drink wine at the beginning of your meal. Do you make a bracha on the drinks in your meal? Says Tosos, no, absolutely not. The bread potters other drinks as well. Da'afilu yayin hava poter, ilav de kovei bracha la'atzmo. Because even the wine, the Gemara says, the bread should have covered had it not been for the fact that wine gets its own bracha. That's the only reason the bread doesn't cover wine. Udolo kimach sar vitri shakasu shem bracha l'mayim bracha b'chol pam v'pam v'afilu b'toch hasu d'davi kinimlach. And that's against the machzor vitri. Thinks you make a new bracha on water every time you have a little more to drink. That Tosus continues on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosus has another important ha'ar at the end. Ulahai time anicha, he says, Masha'anu mevarchim bepesach ala chazeres ala chilas morar levad sha'ola makshim amai ein mevarchim nami bar priyadama ubar priyadama deshari rakos ein apotik tekarmin hasam kivin diika hagada v'halel asach daitei. Elevadai taima avi kivin de rachmana kave chova tichsav amatzim rom yochlu avi kamod varma argilin lovo machmas asuda de paspo tartan. He says, why is it that we don't make a bar priyadama on the maror? Why is it that a maror we only make a birchsa mitzvah but no birchsa nenin? You can't call it varma ba machmas suda. It's got nothing to do with the bread. It's got nothing to do with any other part of the suda. So he says, no, it is considered to be something that's machmas suda because it's not machmas suda in terms of how we normally eat food, but it's machmas suda in terms of the halacha, that since the Torah has made it a chiyuv to eat maror, so it's like dvarim harugilim lava machmas suda, and the bread therefore patters. Now, if you look in Rashi and the Rashbam in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Yedalid, they say no, we do make a bar priyadama. That's why we make a bar priyadama in the karpas to patter the tepatu the maror. The Chach Yaakov and the Sar of the Shulchan Aruch says maror is not going to require its own bracha for a different reason, because it's not something that you're supposed to be nana from. It's something that tastes very bitter, and it's not something that you're trying to get hana from. But these are the issues that come up. So let's see weiter now in the Gemara. Membeis Amaralth at the top. Rav Huna achol tleisa rifti b'nei tlasel tlasel bekava v'lo baruch. Rav Huna ate 13 loaves, each having a certain measure, and he wouldn't make a bracha on it. He didn't make a bracha achrona on that food. The Rashba and the Ritva say means he didn't say berachas hamazon, he made an ala michya, and the Pnei Yeshua understands Rashi to be saying that he didn't make a bracha at all, meaning he made a bar nefashos. That's how Rashi understands v'lo baruch, that bar nefashos is ki'ilu not making a bracha at all. Bar nefashos apparently, again, a second class bracha achrona. Some Rav Nachman, adi kafna. So Rav Nachman says, but aren't you eating this because you're hungry? Meaning, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has a few different pshatim. Adi elu, kolomer elu l'revone echalu. These things are eaten to satiate your hunger. V'achilu meruba kazu, lo nefteres mi bracha. You eat so much food, you can't get away without saying a bracha achrona. Elu kol sha'cheirim koven achilasan bekach, anytime you're having enough food that most people would be koveya suda for it, even if you aren't personally koveya suda on it, but most people would, so then it should require birch samazon. Meaning there are some people that, you know, when they have two slices of pizza, they view that as a snack. That for them, anything less than three slices is not a suuda. But most people are koveya suda on a smaller amount, so then you would require birch samazon, even if one is personally not being koveya suda. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, tleisa rifti mi pashalanu, velo bi rechachra mishum delo sava, that he didn't make a bracha because he wasn't satiated. Krok se v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta, v'kach pirush rav yudoi b'hag, v'enu nirli, v'les le rav huna, v'enu chmil ratzman ad kezayis v'yad kebetzis, and that doesn't seem that that would be the issue. That he was having real bread, it wasn't possible because of real bread, and he decided not to bench because he wasn't soveya. Because how could he not hold of what we said in the Gemara earlier, that the godless of Klal Yisrael is that we bench even when we have ad kezayis ad kebetza of real bread, even when we have much less than a kedei sviya. No, this must have been pasabah b'kisnin. It must have not been real bread. And the reason that, and the machlokas was, do you make do you have to bench on it when you have pasabah b'kisnin to the shear that most people would be satiated, but you personally are not satiated? What is the definition of pasabah b'kisnin? It's a very important halacha l'maisa. Three-way machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say that it's a pas that's kneaded with meperos and sugar and other sweeteners, and therefore changes the flavor from regular plain bread to something very sweet. Some rishonim say it's pas that has a filling, that has a sweet filling, like a pie filling. And some say it's like a brittle cracker type of thing where the dough cracks and breaks rather than it's like a flaky type of dough rather than a regular bread type of dough. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin is Machriya that Halacha is all three of those definitions are true. They are all Pasaba B'Kisnin. If you have any of those three things, it's generally Bari Minei Mizonos, but if you Kaveh Su'uda on it, it would be Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. However, there's an important Machloka Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah in terms of the first definition, which is the Shitas HaRambam, that if it's kneaded with sweeteners, Shulchan Aruch paskins, any time it's kneaded with enough sweeteners that you taste the sweetness in the dough, meaning that that you could sense that it has meperos or a significant amount of sugar, then you would make a bari minei mizonos, and that's why svardim are makbid, they have water chalas, they don't have egg chalas, because the egg chalas have enough other stuff in there that it tastes completely different than a regular bread, and they would make a mizonos. The halach would be they'd make a mizonos unless they eat enough to be koveya suda. When I have svardi tell me them over, they eat a ton of challah if we don't have water challah for them. Recently I've learned that we have to have water challah for them because they prefer not to have to eat a ton of challah in order to be koveya suda. The Ramah writes that if it's rov meperos, sugar, oil, etc., in comparison to the water, as long as the majority is meperos, that's when it would become pasabah b'kisnin. But as long as it's not majority meperos, it would still be amotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and that's our minhag, obviously. That leads into into the whole discussion, of course, of mezonos rolls, because the whole kunz of mezonos rolls is that they try to make it with rov meperos. But of course, if someone is kaveh suda even on mezonos rolls, so if the mezonos rolls are made with a miut meperos in comparison to the water, so then it's obviously hamotzi. If it's with rov meperos and you can sense that the meperos are there, and you're not koveh asuda on it, so then it's bari mine mezonos. If you can't tell that it's meperos, that somehow they mask the flavor of the meperos, then it would be at least a suffek bracha. So generally speaking, the way the mezonos rolls are made is they do try to mask the flavor of the meperos. They want it to taste as much like bread as possible. That's the whole point of it, and therefore it's very, very questionable whether one can actually make a mezonos on the mezonos rolls. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. So that was the point that Rav Huna thought he didn't have to make a bracha because he wasn't kaveh asuda. Rav Nachman said to him, "No, other people are kaveh asuda. You do need to make a bracha achrona." Rav Yehuda ava asik lebrei bei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was marrying off his son by the house to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So if you look in the back of the Gemara in the Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in the Yalkut Mefarshim in the back, he says, Mikan Muchach, you see from here, Mechutanim could have the same name. That there's no Hakpada that the two Mechutanim are not allowed to have the same name. I think Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes in the Tzava that you shouldn't do that, but apparently this was not something, like many things it says in Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, clearly against the Gemara, the Menagim that they had in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says you shouldn't marry your daughter off to someone who has the same name as you, that the son-in-law and father-in-law shouldn't have the same name. We find that was done in the Gemara also. The Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver points out, you find that all these things, you also find the Gedolei Zmanenu that did it. Rav Moshe Feinstein had two sons-in-laws, both of them were named Moshe, happens to be. Rav Moshe Shuskal and Rav Moshe Tendler are both Moshe. So okay, so some are Makbid, some are not Makbid. So he was marrying his daughter off to Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva's son. Aisulu Kamayu Pasa Babakisnin. So they brought Pasa Babakisnin. Kiyasa Shaminu Tkam Varchi Amotzi. They brought this Pasa Babakisnin. You heard they were making Amotzi. Amaluhu, Maitziti Dukashamana. What's this tzadi sound that I'm hearing? Dilma Hamotzi Lach Minar, it's Kamavarchisu. Are you making the bracha of Hamotzi? It's Pasa Babakisnin. So I'm like, in. Yeah, we're making Hamotzi. Detanya Rabbi Mono Amr Mishum Rabbi Yuda, Pasa Babakisnin, Varchin Allah Hamotzi. Because we learned that when it's Pasa Babakisnin, you make Hamotzi. Varmer Shmuel, Lach Krabi Mona. Shmuel says, Allah is like Rabbi Mona. Amalu, Ein Allah Krabi Mona. He says, well, I have news for you that Allah is not like Rabbi Mona. When you bring Pasa Babakisnin, the bracha is not Hamotzi, it's Mizonos. Itmar. Amri Lei, Vahamaru Damar Mishmei de Shmuel. I'm sorry, Halach Reb Mona Itmar. That ain't Halach Reb Mona Itmar. That we say that Halach is not like Reb Mona. Amri Lei, Vahamaru Damar Mishmei de Shmuel. Lachmani Yos Ma'arvin Behen Umvarchan Aleina Motzi. But aren't you the one that said in the name of Shmuel that Lachmani Yos, you make a, meaning apparently, which is Pasa Babakisnin, you can make an Eruv with and you do make Hamotzi on them? He says, yeah, Shaini Yasam, the Kavasu Dasei Alayhu. Avalecha de Lokav. That's when it's the type of Pasa Babakistin that people are knowing to be Koveya Su'uda on. But if it's something that people are not knowing to be Koveya Su'uda on, then you would not make a bracha on it. Based on these klalim, let's say you have pizza dough. So if the pizza, if you have pizza, let's say you have to talk about pizza. If the dough of the pizza is made with mayim and kemach alone, with flour and water alone, without meperos, so mikra adin, the pizza is going to be hamotzi. And that's in fact how the Zosa Brach Kos, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Sternbach, all the great poskim, it's known that Rav Moshe held, for whatever reason, not known why exactly, but it's known that Rav Moshe held that for one slice of pizza you don't make hamotzi, for two slices you do. Unclear exactly why he held that way. It seems based on the normal klalim that it should require a hamotzi, and that's the way the majority of poskim hold. If the pizza dough is made with mitzperos, with fruit juices, with milk, eggs and different types of ingredients. So some would say the bracha would be pari mine mezonos, but harbe poskim, he says, say the bracha still ha motzi, and if someone wants to be machmir, so you have the pizza betoch suda's pas, or you eat a shear of kviya suda. I mean, when something is defined as bread to begin with, so it doesn't require shear of kviya suda to make ha motzi. It's only if it's pasav babakistin that will require kviya suda. So if the pizza happens to be pasav babakistin, because the dough is made in such a way that it's not flour and water, then you would need to eat the shear of kviya suda to be certain. But everyone would agree that if you eat pizza shear kviya suda, the two slices, then everyone would agree it's hamotzi. Okay, now it could be that for young children the shear is different, meaning if a young child his kviya suda is on one slice, so then probably should wash for one slice also. Okay, Rav Papa ikla lebe Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan. Rav Papa went to Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan. Basu digamri suda sayu aisul kamei midi lemechal. After they finished the meal, they brought some food. Shakla Rav Papa v'kachlus. Rav Papa, after the meal was over, when they brought new food, ate more. Amri lev lo sav lo mar gamar asum lechal. Don't you hold that once you finish the meal, you can't just continue to eat al smach the original bracha? Amr lehu salakit, Mary said, no, that's only for misalik the shulchan. We weren't misalik the shulchan, we didn't take the shulchan away, so we're allowed to continue eating. Rav and Rabbi Zeir ikul be resh galusa. Rav and Rabbi Zeir went to the resh galusa. Lebasa desliku tacha mikamayu. After they took the table away from them, shadru lurisnam be resh galusa. So they sent more food from the resh galusa. Rava achil, Rabbi Zeir lo achil. So Rava continued to eat. Rabbi Zeir did not continue to eat. Amrle lo sav lamar silek asum lechel. Don't show that at least when they remove the table, granted before when we just finished eating, but now they remove the table. Don't show that it's still usher to continue to eat based on the original bracha. Amrle anana tachad the resh galusa samchinan. No, we're still not finished unless the resh galusa's table is removed. We're relying on the table of the resh galusa, and since we know we're not in control of this meal, we know anything can come out come out of that kitchen at any time. So we're never really misalik our minds from the meal until the Resh Galusa says so. So if you look at Tosa, Tachas Resh Galusa Samchinan, Tosa points out, Misha Shachach Lechal Afikoman, Vamer Havlan Venivrich, Eino Hesachadas, Danan, Atachad Rachmana Samchinan. Quite a leap, he says. Not only is it when you're eating at someone's house, do you rely on whatever that the host is going to bring out, that you rely on their das and not your own das, but on Pesach, when you forgot the afikomen, and you say, oh, let's bench. Oh, wait a second, we forgot the afikomen, we have to eat the afikomen. So he says, atachad rachmana samchinan. We're relying on the table of the Ribbono Shlom, that the Ribbono Shlom said, you're not done yet, and therefore we're not done yet, we don't have to, we're allowed to eat the afikomen. Vimshachach ubirech v'lochal afikomen. What if you benched already, and then you realize, we didn't eat the afikomen. Ain't sarach lach, so the kol matzel sashay mitzvah asiyas. Says then another great chiddush: you don't have to go back and eat the afikomen because all the matzahs that you ate during the meal could count toward the mitzvah. So you already got the mitzvah anyway with all the other matzahs. V'hadam minan kiamar havlan v'nivrach asul l'mishti v'chein asurim kulan haynu dafka kiamar balabayis havalo areich. So Tosfos points out, based on this Gemara, whenever we say that havlan v'nivrach or siluka shulchan, any of these things is considered to be an end to the meal, it's only if the balabayis is doing it, because all of the guests just rely on whatever the minhag of the balabayis is. They don't know what the practices of the balabayis is or how many more foods are in the kitchen, so we always just rely on the balabayis. Amar Rav, back in the Gemara, Ragil b'shemen, shemen ma'akfo. If a person is used to finishing his meal by rubbing oil on his hands, so then, so long as he hasn't rubbed oil on his hands yet, it's still going to be considered to be in middle of the meal, and he's not going to require a new bracha on what he eats afterwards. Amar Ravashi, ki avinim be'rav kana amalan, kigon anan, de regilinan b'mishcha, mishcha ma'akfalan. He said, yeah, that's our practice. We use oil, and the oil is therefore going to be ma'akev. But we don't pass like any of this. I mean, we don't pass like any of these definitions of what's considered the end of the meal. Rather, we pass like Rav Chiya Barashi Amrav, Shalosh Tkifosein, that there are three things that need to come immediately one after another. Take up the smicha shchita. Shchita has to be done right after the smicha. Nothing to do with us. It's just we happen to mention it in the context of takeuf. Take of the gula tefila. We discussed earlier in the Masechta that right after gula you need smichas gula tefila. So take of the gula tefila and take of the netilas yadayim bracha. And the right after you wash mayim achronim, right away there should be a bracha that you should bench right after washing mayim achronim. So Amar Abai Afanu Nomer Tekef Tamid Chum Bracha. He says, once you're talking about Tekef, I'll give you another Tekef that's not a din in the chronology of the meal, that right after this you do that, right, but rather in the proximity, that one who is in proximity to Talmidei Chachamim, bracha, is going to receive much bracha. Shenemar ve'yivarcheni Hashem begaleich. Pasuk says, Hashem has blessed me on your account. Iba yisei mehach, shenemar ve'yivarch Hashem is beis hamitzvi beglal Yosef. That Potiphar's house was blessed because of the presence of Yosef. So you see, having Talmidei Chachamim around is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful way to receive bracha. Good. Now, take off the see that. But the point, that, why did the Gemara quote all that? Because the Gemara was trying to say that how do we define when the meal is over? Mayim Achronim. That's how we define when it's over. Once you've washed Mayim Achronim, that is the Siluk. It's not Siluk Shulchan. It's not any of the other things. Now, if you look at Tosos, take of the Matil Sidayim Bracha, Vehilkach, Kimish Natal Yadav Achron, Alach Rasuda, Osalech Alachi Yavarech. Once you wash Mayim Achronim, you can't eat without a Bracha. V'hu Adinim Amar Havlan V'nivra Chafila B'lo Natila. But let's say your practice is not to wash Mayim Achronim. So Shulchan Aruch says Mayim Achronim Chava, but then the Shulchan Aruch also seems to say, now that we don't have Melech Sodomis, so a lot of people don't have the practice of washing Mayim Achronim. So they say Havlan V'nivrach, when you would declare clear intention to bench, so that's enough to require a new bracha. Again, if the balabayis is the one that declares the intention, not the oreach, says the Mishnah now. Birich al yayin shalafnei amazon, patar se yayin shalachar amazon. A person makes a bracha on wine before the meal. Rashi says that they had a minhag to bring before any food kos yayin lishtos, that it wasn't just that they would have wine together with the meal, they would have a little wine before the meal, so that bracha will pater any wine that you have la'achar amazon, meaning during the meal. Birich al parper shalafnei amazon, patar se parper shalachar amazon. You make a bracha on any other foods that they bring before the meal, so that paters the foods later on. Birich al pas paters a peperis. If you made a bracha on bread, that certainly paters all the other foods in the meal. Al parperis lo paters a pas. If you made a bracha on the parperis, then the bread is not exempted. Beishami omrim af lo maisa kedera. Beishami says even not maisa kedera. Now that line of Beishami, the Gemara is not going to be sure which previous line he's going on. What's aflo maisa kedera? We'll get to it when we discuss the Gemara. But somehow maisa kedera is different than something we said earlier, according to Beis Shammai. If you look in Tosos, birich al pas pateres ar parperes, in the second line, v'rashi piris parperes mine dagim upargios. Rashi says parperes means like fish. Uksas kashi imkein mai kamash from the birich al pas lo pateres ar pas. What's the great chiddush? You make a bracha on fish, it's not going to pater bread. Of course not. V'nir kapir shra. The pirusha paparis pas sinuma bekaara the lespe turisa dinahama. It's some type of doughy food that doesn't have tsura sapas. Dimvarchale barumine mizonos, meaning it's a pasabal bekistin type of food. Vahashta nicha disrich lashmin and birchala paparis lo patra sapas. Aflagavdu min pas. And that's the chiddush, that even though it's pasabal bekistin, it's not going to pater the bread. The Mishnah goes on. If everyone was sitting at the table, everyone should make their own brachas. It shouldn't be one person making brachas for everybody else. Everyone should make their own independent brachas. But if everyone is leaning, then one person makes a bracha for everybody. So nowadays, you can't have one person making a bracha for everybody anymore because we never lean anymore. Right? And nowadays, our minhag is that we don't lean. That's what the Ramah writes in Hilchos Pesach, that Nashe Didan, that women nowadays are so much on the sheet of the Ravya. The sheet of the Ravya is that we don't have to lean even at the Seder anymore, because it's not the Derech B'nei Chorin even anymore to lean. So we still lean, but women are somech on that shita not to lean. So says Tosos, four lines from the bottom of the page, Aval achshav kulanu ochlem al shulchan echad, ukshanu ochlem yachad hainu kviyuseinu. That the way we're koveya together is by all eating at the same table. It used to be everyone would have their own private tables. The only way they would show a sense of kviyus that they're eating together is by leaning, by doing a seba. We don't do a seba anymore, but we show a sense of kviyus by sitting at the same table. And therefore, when we're sitting at the same table, one person to bench for everybody else. That's why when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Birchas HaMazon, Shulchan Aruch assumes that it's not just one person leading a benching. benching. It's one person actually saying the benching, everyone else listening and just answering amen. That's what it sounds like Mikra Adin were supposed to do. Why are we not knowing that way? So in Rabbi Chait's yeshiva, they're knowing that way. They have a one person bench for everybody. But why in the rest of the world are we not knowing that way? Because we assume that if a person is not actively involved in benching, he's not going to be able to pay attention. Someone else is benching, you're going to space out and you're going to ignore it at some point, and therefore you're not going to you're not going to be yotze, because you need at least shameya to get the shameya ko'ona. So okay, so if one if they lean that one person benches for everybody, Mishnah continues. If wine comes during the meal, so everyone makes their own bracha. Achar mazon echem varach lekulam. Wine comes after the meal, one person can make the bracha to everybody. V'hu omer ala mugmar. And the same person who's mevarich al yayin is also mevarich on the mugmar. What's the mugmar? Rashi says, shei regil navi lefneim achar achila avkas rochlin al ha'esh b'machtos l'reach tov. They'll bring some type of incense and spices over a fire in spoons to smell for a reach tov, for like a besamim. Umvarchum alav borei atzei besamim. They'd make a birch. So one person would make the bracha on the mugmar for everybody. Which person? The same person that made the bracha al yayin. Even though the mugmar was brought after the suda was already over. Amar Rabbi Baruchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shana B'Shabbas V'Yom Tov M'Hol V'Adam Kovei Asudaso Ala Yayin. This whole din that Yayin before the Mazon patters the Yayin Achara Mazon is Dafkan Shabbos and Yantif, because on Shabbos and Yantif that's when a person is assumed to be Kovei Asuda on Yayin. Aval B'Shar Yemos Hashana Mevarich Al Kol Kos V'Kos. But during the rest of the year, if you have wine during your meal, so you make a new bracha on each kos of wine that you have during your meal. Itmar Nami Am Rab Bar Mari Am Rabbi Shuban Levi Lo Shana B'Shabbas V'Yom Tov U'B'Shas Hazem Yotzei Mibeis HaMerchatz U'B'Shas HaKazaz Dam. Meaning Dafka, it's particular times where we assume that wine is going to play a very major role in your meal and that you're Kover Yisuda on Yayin. When is that? Shabbos Yantif, but we add a few more. When a person leaves the Beis HaMerchatz, apparently that was a time that they would have a lot of wine, or when they would just do HaKazaz Dam, when they would do bloodletting. Hal Vadim Kover Yisudas Al Yayin. Bloodletting was apparently much, much more common back in those days. They would do bloodletting all the time. It was considered to be a way of keeping normal health to do bloodletting. That's what Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, where someone asked Rav Moshe, are you allowed to donate blood? Is it a violation of chavala that a person is going to be chaval ba'atzma when they give blood? So Rav Moshe was asked about selling your blood, not to donate for a need, but you want not because, well, obviously they need it, that's why they're paying you for it, but can you sell the blood as a violation of chavala? So Rav Moshe says it's hard to say something that throughout Chazal they always assumed was a natural refuah and was an important refuah. So granted, we don't think it's a refuah anymore, but at least chavala it's not. You can't say that it's chavala. So he thought donating blood is like bloodletting. But anyway, so apparently they would have yayin. Now they have cookies and orange juice, but it used to be that they would have yayin after bloodletting. It's hard to imagine how that's healthy, but anyway, so that was the time they were kovea on yayin. So then you would not need a new bracha during the meal, because that wine you would have at the beginning is considered a kaviyas. But all the rest of the year, you make a bracha on each and every kos. Rabba Bar Mari, ikla lebei Rava b'chol. He went to Rava's house on a weekday. Chazi debarach lefnei amazon v'debarach l'achar amazon. So he saw that he made brachos on wine during the meal, even though he had made a bracha on wine before the meal. Amalei yasher v'chinam Rabbi Shimon Levi. He says, good, shkoyach. That's what Rabbi Shimon Levi said you're supposed to do. You did the right thing. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebei Abaye. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef went to Abaye's house b'yom tov. Chazi debarach kol kasa v'kasa. Even though it was yantiv, he was making a bracha on every kos. Amalei lo savla mar lahad Rabbi Shimon Levi. He says, what, don't you hold it like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that on yantiv, since it's a kavios, that you're potter with one cup of wine? Amalei nimlachana. He said, because I keep on changing my mind. I keep on saying, no, that's my last cup. And then, okay, one more. So since I keep on changing my mind, it requires a new bracha. Ibayiluhu. What about wine that you have during the meal? Will that pater wine for that you're planning on having your dessert wine for the after the meal? Potter se yang shala achra mazon mishum dezel lishtos vezel lishtos. Aval hacha dezel lishtos vezel lishtos lo. Even if you want to say that the wine before the meal potters the wine that you have with dessert, that's because they're both just for shtia. They both serve the same purpose. They're both there for drinking wine. But over here it's different. The wine that you have during the meal is lishros, is to sort of smooth the digestion of the actual food. But it's not lishtos. It's not for the shtia per se. It's for what it does for your meal. It's for what it does for the food. So maybe when the wine has two different purposes, maybe it should then require two different brachos. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. So Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kana Amar Eino Poter. Rav says it does potter the wine you're going to have after the meal. Rav Kana says it does not. Rav Nachman Amar Poter, Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Poter. Rav Nachman says it does, Rav Sheshes says it doesn't. Rav Hunav Rav Yehuda V'kol Talmidei Rav Amri, Eino Poter. All the Talmidim of Rav said it does not potter the wine that you're going to have after the meal. So how do you paskin when you have all these Amarayim, one side, the other side? So if you look in the second skinny line of Tosos, V'yafagav D'kaimelon D'Rav Shmuel Halach K'Rav V'Yisurei. Generally speaking, we have to look at the Klalei Pesach. Whenever you have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Hilchsa K'Shmuel B'dinei, Hilchsa K'Rav V'Yisurei. Brachos is Yisra V'Heter, we should paskin like Rav. Says Tosos, Shaini Hacha, D'kol Talmidei D'Rav Pligyalei, V'Stama, since all the Talmidim of Rav seem to disagree with what Rav says, right? It says Rav Amar Poter, but Kol Talmidei Rav said Eino Poter. So if all the Talmidim, even though we have some sort of tradition that Rav said that it does Pater, if all of his Talmidim say different, then you have the right to assume that they heard from Rav different. If one Talmud says different, okay, maybe you don't have the right to assume. All the Talmidim of Rav said different, then you have the right to assume that he yelled differently. You have that way sometimes with even some of Rav Moshe's Pesachim, where he'll write one thing in Igros Moshe and all of his Talmidim say something different. So, okay, I'm not going to give examples now, but you have sometimes like that. Okay. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman Balam Yayin B'toch HaMazon Kalechav Echem Mevarech La'atzmo La'achra HaMazon Echem Mevarech L'kulam. Wait a second, our Mishnah said that if Yayin comes in B'toch HaMazon, everyone makes their own bracha. La'achra HaMazon, one person makes a bracha for everybody. Samlei hachi kamar. This is what it means. Say imlobelam yayin betocha mazon. El, I mean, don't you see from there that even though you had wine during the meal, you're going to make a new bracha again after the meal? So no. That's from two different cases. One case is you have wine during the meal. So what do? Everyone makes their own bracha. Separate case. Let's say you didn't have wine during the meal, you only have wine after the meal. So then, then one person makes a bracha for everybody else. But certainly if you had wine during the meal, it could very well be that wine after the meal does not require its own bracha. Birich ala pas, pateras ha paperas, ala paperas lo pateras ha pas, beishami omrim aflo maisikadeira. So we heard in the Mishnah that if you make a bracha on the bread, it paters paperas, but not vice versa. And beishami said, even not maisikadeira. So we pointed out then, when we read the Mishnah, what's beishami talking about? So Yibayilu, the Gemara raises the shayla. Beishami a resha pligi, o dilma a seifa pligi. Is beishami in disagreement with the resha or the seifa? The kamar tanakama, birich ala pas, pateras ha paperas, vikolshkein maisikadeira. Is it that the tanakama is saying, when you make a bracha on bread, it paters parperis and obviously maisa kedera also? Vasi beishamei lemeimer lo mibayi parperis lo patra lo pas elafil maisa kedera nami lo patra. Beishamei is saying, no, it doesn't pater parperis and it doesn't pater maisa kedera either. The bread doesn't pater anything. Al dilma asefa pligi, or maybe beishamei is arguing on the seifa. Diktani birich ala parperis lo patra sa pas, that the parperis doesn't pater bread. Pasud lo patra of maisa kedera patra. And the implication is that it will pater maisa kedera. And Beishamei says that no, it doesn't even pater. Parperis is not even going to pater maisa kedera. So that's the shita of Beishamei. Says the Gemara, take. We don't know what Beishamei's shita is. So he said, if everyone is Yoshev, so then each person makes their own bracha. If they're Mesubin, so then one person makes a bracha for everybody. The implication is that if they're not sitting Beseba, one person cannot make the bracha for everybody. Ten people are traveling together, even if they all eat from one loaf of bread, everyone makes their own bracha. If they sit, then one person makes a bracha for everybody. Ketani Yashu, Alpha Bishla Sebu. Apparently you don't need a Sebu, just sitting alone. One person can make a bracha for everybody. Answer Gemara, Amram Nachum Yisrael, Gonda Ami, Nezel Nechel Lachma Beduch Plan. Now when they declare, we're going to eat bread there, so that's considered like their Koveya, then one person can make the bracha for everybody. Ki Nach Nafshe De Rav, Azu Talmid of Basre. When Rav died, the Talmid went to bury him. Ki Hadri, when they came back from the Levaya, Ami Nezel Nechel Lachma Nahadank. They said, let's go eat bread by this river. Vasa Dekarchi Yasiv Kam Bailu, Hasebu Dafkatanal of Yashalo, Odilma Kimadami Nezel Nechel Rifta Beduchta Palnisa, Ki Hasebu Davnu. They said, can one person make a bracha for everybody? Should we say that since we were sitting, one person cannot make a bracha for everybody? Or maybe since we declared that we want to all go together to this place, one person can. Love be a day. They didn't have a Rebbe to ask anymore. The Rebbe was just nifter. So come Rav Ada Barava, ahad the kari laachori v'karu kriya achrina. Amar noch nafshid Rav v'birchus mazona lo gamrinan. So he turned his beged around and he tore kriya again because you tear kriya on a Rebbe muvak. So he tore kriya. He had torn kriya the first time. Now he tore kriya again. He said we lost our Rebbe and we don't even know how to bench. Adasu usab ramalu masnis na brayso v'shanilu kivadami nezel v'nechal lachm v'duch plan kesebudami until who sabu came along and taught them this stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and had to be miyashiv the stira that once you declare you want to be in that place, that's like a seba. One person can make the bracha for everybody. Okay.